بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Call of Islam page, well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, the host of this program, and the special guest speaker for today's discussion is Shaykh Rouhani. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, Shaykh Rouhani, for today's discussion, we want to talk about Iran's support for Palestinians and the people and the children of Gaza. Some people might ask that Iran and Islamic Republic of Iran is a Shiite land and they follow Shia Islam. Whether we can say Palestinians and the people of Palestine are Sunni ones. Why a Shiite land is helping a Sunni one, and why so many of the Sunni lands, we can say, are silent regarding the oppressions and the atrocities that are taking place by the Zionist regime in Palestine. What would be the answer, Sheikh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, within Islamic, let's say, ummah and nation, we have two main theological school. One is Adliya, who believe in Adala of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and justice of God. And there is the opposite of this is the idea that they do not believe in the divine justice.
Okay.
So Shia and Mu'tazila are the two main schools or theological school in Islam who believe in adl, in justice of God, as well as justice of the human being. So performing justice and fulfilling justice in our, let's say, religious life is something that is among the main or the principal belief of tashayyu. Shia Muslims believe in, there are five main principles of Islam according to Shia. The first one is Tawheed, the second one is Adala.
Yes.
This Adala requires that wherever you are, whatever you can, you have to do for the oppressed ones. Because Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not oppressor, and the Khulafa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophets and imams are not oppressors. And then the people who are the leaders of the ummah after the a'immah and the time of major occultation, they should also fulfill justice. They should also not be oppressive. They should also fight against oppression. Whatever they can do, they should do against oppressors. That's why we see that the anbiya, the prophets alayhim salatu wassalam, Prophet Nuh, Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, all the prophets, they fought against oppression. And
yes,
then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam fought against oppression. Then the A'imma alayhim salatu wassalam again fought against tyranny and oppression.
Yes.
Then we have the rule of fuqaha and the jurists and the ulama in the history of the tashayyu, that they also fought against oppression in their own lives.
Okay.
So nowadays, if you see that,
so this is not merely a political support.
No, it is based Islamic teachings.
Yes.
If you believe in adala of God, and if you believe in adala for the human being and justice, then of course it means that you have to fulfill justice. You have to perform justice and in your life, social life, political life, economic life, even personal life. So that is the thing that is rooted in Islamic main teachings and doctrines. It is not only a mere kind of political decision. We know that the Shia people believe that Mujtahid or Marja'i Taqlid should be Adil,
mm-hmm.
Or the Imam of Jama'ah, when they pray congregational prayer, the Imam of Jama'ah, the leader of Jama'ah, he should also be adil. Otherwise, no one should be led by this Imam in their congregational prayer, and no one should do taqlid or follow the mujtahid who is not adil and just. So what is this justice? One of the manifestations of this justice is to resist against the oppression.
Yes.
To do something against oppression. To that extent that you can. You know, sometimes, for example, you can do lots of things.
Yes.
But sometimes, no. The thing that is possible for you that you can do, you should do. Against oppression, against tyranny, against injustice, you know. That is why what we see nowadays that tashayyu mostly support the oppressed people of Palestine.
Yes.
It is it rooted in their Islamic beliefs, in their Islamic ideas. It makes no difference whether this Shia is from Iran or from Yemen or from Lebanon, from Syria, from Iraq, from wherever they are. They always try to do something against oppression, not only in Palestine, everywhere. If they can do anywhere, do something against oppression, they would do, because it is a kind of main religious belief.
Yes. And you know that and the major attacks of Islamic Republic of Iran and Israel, there was a direct attack by Israelis on the Iranian's consulate in Damascus, okay?
Yes.
So the piece of land of Iran was attacked. And, you know, up until then, you know, Iran has tolerated all these oppressions and atrocities. And then because the land was attacked by the Israelis, it started attack because a piece of its land in another country. And we know that consulate is an office, official office, and the piece of land of a country put in another country.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@IRIB.ir. Praise to Allah, all glory is to Allah,
we worship Allah and no one but Allah. But all in all, as you said, Iran and Islamic Republic of Iran as a Shiite land is after the rights of the Mazlumin and Mustaz'afin. And this has been the motto of the late Imam Khomeini, isn't it? Sheikh Rouhani.
Yes, of course. It is the motto of the tashayyu all across the world and also throughout the history. One point that I could mention is this, that, you know, we have an international law. We have a concept or a term. It is called self-defense.
Yes.
The right of self-defense.
Okay.
You know, every nation, every country, every state, according to this international law, they have the right to defend themselves, to defend their own people, their own territory, their own country. As you rightly mentioned, the embassies are part of the land of the country to which it belongs. That is why when it is attacked, it is exactly like this, that that country is directly attacked by the enemy. So here, according to the international law, the country has this right to defend itself against the enemy. That's why what Iran did was based on this right of self-defense.
Yes.
That is accepted by all nations across the world, based on this kind of international law.
Yes.
Iran and any country had this have this right to defend themselves when they are attacked.
Okay. I would like to play something for you and find a contradiction in, we can say, some of the so-called officials of the foreign countries. This is David Cameron, the Minister of the Foreign Affairs of the Britain. Okay, let's listen to that, see how much contradictory is he talking about.
A reckless and dangerous thing for Iran to have done. And I think the whole world can see all these countries that have somehow wondered, well, you know, what is the true nature of Iran? It's there in black and white.
What would Britain do if a hostile nation flattened one of our consulates?
well, we would take, you know, we would take the very strong action.
And Iran would say that that's what they did?
Well, what they did, as I said, was a massive attack.
So they were right to respond, but they overreacted, is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that the attack they carried out was on a very large scale, much bigger than people accepted.
They have a right to respond.
Well, countries have a right to respond when they feel they've suffered an aggression. Of course they do. But look at the scale of that response. Had those weapons not been shot down, there could have been thousands of casualties, including civilian casualties. I think that's a really important point to take into account.
All right, this was David Cameron. It says, you know, the journalist over there asks him, well, what would happen if, for example, your consulate is attacked, and said, our reaction will be severe, okay? So it's Iran, what Iran did. And, you know, this was the art of the Iranians, Shaykh, to attack the military bases without killing the civilians, you know?
Yes.
No civilians were killed. But, you know, every day in the Gaza Strip, the innocent children, the infants are being killed.
Yes, unfortunately.
The fathers, the parents carrying the limbs of their children in the plastics. You know, this is really sad for such people like David Cameron to talk about, we can't say, rights of war or something like that.
This is the double standard that we have in our world, and the people of Palestine suffered a lot, but no one care.
Mm-hmm.
While at the same time, they say that no civilian casualties should be there, but of course there are thousands of them, but no one care. You know, this is human right. This is democracy. This is, let's say, children's right, women's right, animals' right.
Mm-hmm.
All these mottos, all these slogans that are always, let's say, followed by the Westerners.
Yes.
But they have their double standards. Here it is good, but there it's bad.
Okay.
This is what we see, you know.
They say that's
unfortunately,
that's right.
Yes.
Okay, Shaykh Rouhani. This also, I think, was a nice motivation for some of the Muslim lands in order to defend more the rights of the Palestinians over there, isn't it? I mean, it is not a good time to be silent. You know, so many of the official organizations all around the world, so-called humanitarian ones, are silent now, including the Muslim ones. What do you think the attacks of Iran and Israel, you know, has a message for the Muslim lands and the Islamic governments and the states?
You know, of course, when your land, your country is attacked, of course, you have the right to defend yourself. It is according to the international law. There's no any doubt about which. That's why no one can condemn Iran for this attack, because Iranians defend themselves based on that international law.
Mm-hmm.
Same is the case with the other nations, with other countries. If they are attacked also, they can defend themselves. And of course, since Iran is the main among the main supporters of the poor Palestinians, oppressed ones,
yes,
that's why, of course, it can encourage other nations, particularly Muslims, to raise their voice and to defend and to resist against this kind of oppression that's going on against Muslims of Palestine. Yeah, that is, that gives this message, it conveys this message to the other nations as well.
That's all right. Okay. Thank you very much, Shaykh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you. We really thank the IRGC and all, we can say, the Navy and the military forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This is not only my gratitude, but the whole Islamic lands, you know, on these recent attacks on Israel over there, you know, and defending the rights of the Mazlumin and Mustazafin all across the world. Maybe this was a good lesson for all those people who are following the superpowers around the world. You know, this is a lesson. Do not be misled by the materialistic loves around the world, you know. Rights of the children of the Gaza and the innocent children of the Gaza who have been killed, you know, must not be violated. Thank you much, Sheikh Rouhani, too, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. حسيني
حسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين